Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, Monday served the livestock complex pretty well. All three markets closed higher yesterday, with the lean hog market closing substantially higher. As the question always is, will the market be able to pull that same support today? Well, all in all, the futures market is starting to show numerous signs that the support is there and trying to build. But the problem remains that until packing plants can process 600,000 head or more a week, the industry's in serious trouble. Monday's slaughter was about 75,000 head, down 2,000 head from last week and down 43,000 head from a year ago. On the feeder cattle at Oklahoma National Stockyards, well, compared to last week, the feeder steers and heifers were 1 to 5 higher. There were some steers that also sold 5 higher. Heifer calves were lightly tested, but of those that sold, they were steady to $3 higher. Moving over to the grains, wheat prices lower overnight, led by Kansas City after the surprise increase in condition ratings, when most of the trade was expecting a decline following the recent dry weather. With the Black Sea and European Union beginning to see the long forecasted rainfall, the U.S. was one of the last remaining trouble spots among major exporters. If conditions aren't as bad as feared and the hard red winter wheat crop stabilizes and remains above 700 million bushels, additional risk premium may not be needed. Corn futures mixed from the overnight, with some contracts following through on yesterday's weakness, while May and July futures claw back small gains. The stronger than expected planting progress on yesterday's crop progress report and a drier stretch expected for the eastern Corn Belt seems to be weighing on sentiment. With the fast pace of planting, traders are beginning to consider the switch in acres from corn to soybeans might not be as large as once thought. And mixed trade across the soy complex overnight, with easier soybeans and meal, while bean oil posts small gains. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close, June live cattle up 82 cents, 88.07. August was up 50 cents, 93.05. May feeder cattle up 125, 119.07. August was up 132 yesterday, 128.97. May hogs up 485, 67.72. June was up 280 at 65.50. Kansas City wheat, July up 4 cents, 487. September was up 4 and a quarter, 494. Chicago wheat, July up 3 cents, 519 and a half. And September was up 1 and 3 quarters, 522. July corn down 3 cents, 315 and a half. September down 3 cents at 322 and a half. July soybeans down 13 cents at 836 and a half. August was down 12 and a quarter cents, 838 and a half. July cotton down 151, 5433. December down 128, 56.24. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.